This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast. Hello and welcome to Day 9 of RPG A Day with your hosts Dave and Matthew. I'm Matthew.
Well, and I'm Dave. If you've listened to us before, you probably didn't need that bit, but thanks, Matt. Anyway,
I just wanted to surprise you. Now, you surprised me with today's question.
Day 9 question on RPG A Day is, how has a game surprised you?
Now, you see, I think I struggle to think of how a game has surprised me. I'm not sure that any have, except maybe games that I thought I was going to enjoy and I didn't enjoy them after all.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about that. I want to be positive. So I know what I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to talk about LARP. Not quite tabletop.
No.
Slightly beyond the remit, maybe, of RPG A Day, but of course it came out of that. Came out of role-playing games.
Still a role-playing game, yeah.
It is still role-playing, and a year and a bit ago, I participated in a LARP that was in the Nordic tradition, that is to say, created by a bunch of Scandinavians, and it was called Sarcophagus. And we all had to spend time creating a character who was going to get stuck waiting for the end of the world in a nuclear bunker. And that was a surprisingly powerful experience.
From what point of view? Why was it powerful?
Well, for two reasons. Of course, I haven't actually done much LARPing since the early days. Me and Mick Rowe went up to Treasure Trap back in like 1981 or something ridiculously early. And that was proper early boffer LARPing, if not the very first, then one of the first LARPs in a proper castle. I remember being thoroughly immersed in that and thumping guys when I was disarmed, which I think you're not really meant to do. Luckily, I was... Was
Treasure Trap the one up in the Midlands, or was that the one in Chislehurst?
Yeah, Peckforton Castle.
Yeah, because we tried to get to the one at Chislehurst.
Yeah,
didn't quite,
I'm sorry
didn't
about
quite
that.
Make it. See, when Matt crashed the car at a very, very high speed.
That was a Car Wars LARP we were involved in.
It was for about 30 seconds, wasn't it? And we lost.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah.
Rolled over twice. It was quite exciting.
It was quite exciting to walk away from it, that's for sure. Yeah.
And then, of course, vampire LARPing became all the rage, and I was so not interested in that.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I mean, your comment right at the start of today's podcast about games that surprised you that you didn't like them. The vampire LARPing that I did, which I did twice, I didn't really like. It was,
yeah.
I mean, the first one ended up just being sitting around in a bar complex at a sports centre, having a drink, which is fine, but no real game to it so much. Second one was running around a school that we got to use, which was just a bit weird. No, I mean, for me, I think the game, it's like you say, it's difficult to find a game in itself that you'd say, that whole game has surprised me. You get surprises in games, or you might find a really good or a really bad bit that you've been surprised about. But the one thing that I think has surprised me as a game is Tales from the Loop. Now, we've had quite a lot of conversations about this already, but just to remind those or refresh people who haven't heard before, Tales from the Loop, free Allegan, D6 system. But this game is designed for you to play kids. Teenagers or 11, 12 year olds, a Stranger Things vibe to it. Also, did I say that Amazon have picked up Tales from the Loop to do as a TV series?
You did see that.
Yeah,
yes.
Blimey. I mean, great. Well done, guys. Bloody hell. High five.
You have to clarify, that's from Simon Stullenhag's original book,
artwork.
Not from the role playing game.
Yeah. But yeah, still, high five to the guys. High five to Simon for, what a great outcome. I hope they do it justice. Anyway,
yeah.
But so I was a bit concerned about a game that didn't allow you to have death as a potential threat to the kids. And I thought, does that take away some of the some of the edge of the game? You know, I kind of recall games like Paranoia, which I never liked, because death wasn't a problem. You die, you come back as another as another clone of your character. And it just that really kind of encouraged the kind of frivolous role-playing behavior that I don't play role-playing games for. So I didn't like that. So anyway, I was a bit concerned. You eventually twisted my arm and said, why don't you just run it anyway? Because I bought it. I mean, I love the book. The game itself looks really good. I was just concerned about that one element. And we ran a one game, and I had to eat a huge amount of humble pie because I was totally wrong. Because
it
the
was
game...
the most delicious humble pie you've ever eaten.
It was. And I don't eat humble pie very often, as I'm sure you and listeners can probably gather. It was great. It had loads of drama, had loads of kind of threat, even though threat of death wasn't in there. The denouement worked out really well. Yeah, hands up me. Great game. If you haven't played it, guys, go and play it. Amazon, do the blooming TV series justice. Or I'll send the thing after you.
Now you've given it away.
If that isn't a clue.
At the end of the month.
If that isn't a clue. Well, you've given it away by saying you've given it away. That could have been a subtle clue that we just dropped in. Anyway, I think that's it for today, guys. So tune in tomorrow, and we'll see you then. Bye till then.
Bye-bye. This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.